Well, my friends, well, the focus of the nation was on what was happening in Washington, D.C. last night. A lot of people aren't paying attention to what's happening right here in Washington State. Joining us now to tell us what trouble and no good the Washington State Legislature is up to, Julie Barrett from Conservative Ladies of America and Conservative Ladies of Washington. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, Ari, thanks for having me back again.
Always a pleasure. So, 8204, that's the one where the Democrats want to have a constitutional amendment, which is now talking about quote-unquote gender-affirming care, but they're trying to slide it in under abortion. They want to add this to the Washington State Constitution. Isn't abortion already codified in the Constitution?
Not in the Washington State Constitution, which is kind of shocking because several states in November passed amendments to their constitutions, a couple red and purple states actually, and Florida almost did as well. And so it was kind of odd that these other states are, you know, Arizona is ahead of Washington with abortion being in their constitution. They did try it in 2023. I even testified against it in January of 2023, and they didn't move it forward. I don't know if they didn't have the votes or what, but they tabled it in 2023. And I've been saying ever since then that they, when they bring it back, because we knew that they would bring it back, they were going to package it with gender-affirming care. And sure enough, they did just that.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to slide it through because abortion's not going anywhere in Washington. Right. I mean, there's been too many times where they had the opportunity, and no, it seems like Washingtonians really want to keep it. So it seems like this is really a thing to say, okay, we want to solidify it in law and slide in the gender-affirming care, which, by the way, has nothing to do with it. Shouldn't it be, here's abortion, and then here's the gender stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, you would think so, but so here's my theory on why they package these together. The Democrats have gotten a pretty smart strategy because a lot of Republicans don't want to talk about abortion because they don't feel in a state like Washington that it's an issue that they can win on. So they don't want to talk about it. And so I think the Democrats have slyly, or maybe not so sly, but they've decided, oh, if we package this with gender affirming care, we put the Republicans in a really bad position because now they have to message about abortion, too. That's my theory. I could be wrong.
I don't think you're wrong. I think you're 100% right, because here's the thing. They're never going to get a constitutional amendment without some Republican votes. Do you think that there's some Republicans possibly in some purple areas that might be forced to vote for something this stupid because they're worried about losing their seat in the legislature?
Well, I think it's possible. I really thought in 2023 that they had the votes for the abortion amendment, because I think you have enough Republicans that might be swayed just abortion. But the Republicans are pretty much in alignment that they don't agree on the gender affirming care. And I would hope that this is their line in the sand, because, I mean, you've seen the amendment. It's very broad. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't define what is gender affirming care, leaving that wide open. It doesn't define an age range, leaving that wide open. So you've got a real problem with this being targeted to children, which we know Washington is doing. Plus, Washington has the SHIELD law, allowing kids to be brought in from other states, essentially trafficking them for so-called gender affirming care. So I don't know. I mean, I would hope that even if they felt like their seat was at risk, they had enough integrity to vote no. And you know, if a Democrat beats them because of their no vote on gender affirming care, I hope they would be okay with that.
I have a theory that what Democrats are trying to do is make this a bigger issue for upcoming elections, so that way they can run on abortion everywhere, even though it's not going anywhere, because they got lucky in the last election where Republicans never actually put out a statement saying, hey, abortion's not going anywhere. But we kept hearing it from people like me saying Democrats keep doing this fear mongering on abortion in Washington State, but they don't really have a case to make. I wonder if they're just teeing this up so that they can run on abortion against anybody who's more conservative, even if they're a moderate Democrat than them.
Well, I think that's definitely a possibility. But I also wonder if, because you've got all this talk with the parental rights stuff that's going on in Washington, I almost wonder if the timing of this, because it's weird that they set it out after cutoff. Is it a distraction technique? Keep the, you know, because they're not probably going to do anything with it this session. So do they just want people on the right, or, you know, to the right of, you know, leftist insanity, to be preoccupied with this amendment that's not going to go anywhere? Meanwhile, all this week they're passing bills out of chamber before the 12th, and people are not really paying attention to that anymore.
See, I think that's actually hit the nail right on the head. Now, we focused on this insanity on Monday, but that's why we have you here today. We're talking with Julie Barrett from Conservative Ladies of America and Conservative Ladies of Washington. So what aren't we paying attention to because we're watching the big shiny object they're trying to spin on us?
Yeah, well, there's a big one that a lot of people are concerned about, and that's House Bill 1163, and that is the permit to purchase a firearm. So you've got to go through a state-approved safety training, including live fire training. There's going to be a financial component. You're going to have to pay for the permit, and you have to do all this before you can even go and buy a firearm.
Insane. Absolutely insane. And don't forget to go check out our episode where we had William Kirk from Washington Gun Law discussing all the anti-Second Amendment bills they're working on. And it looks like that's not all they're doing. They're going after free speech. They're going after pretty much everything they can, right? It seems like they're trying to push the envelope as much as they possibly can this session.
Absolutely. And another bill that they've got on the floor calendar right now is House Bill 1321, which is that ability for the governor to deny outside militia the ability to come in the state. So like the National Guard wouldn't be able to come in unless the governor gave authority for it. So there's just a lot of weird stuff, a lot of government overreach, giving broad authority to the governor's office, even to be able to decertify county sheriffs that are elected by the people they serve, giving the governor the ability to decertify these people. So there's a lot of big issues that are happening right now in Olympia that hopefully people can divert their attention back to those things and kind of put the amendment on the back burner, not to ignore it, but just it's probably not the pressing thing right now.
Yeah, and we know exactly why they're doing the militia thing. It's because they don't want Trump or anybody else calling out any other National Guards the way other states have sent them down to help out Texas. That's clearly what they're doing there. And why are they trying to get sheriffs as political appointees? Because they know how well that worked out for them in King County, where they don't enforce any laws that Dow Constantine doesn't want them to do. Julie Barrett from Conservative Ladies of America and Conservative Ladies of Washington, thank you so much for keeping our eye on the ball for what's going on in the legislature. Really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy to be with you. Thanks for having me back.
Always a pleasure. And make sure to head on over to Conservative Ladies of Washington and Conservative Ladies of America so that we can sign up for their newsletter. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.